The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 31, Secrets of Love. One day, other priestesses and I went to an amazing ancient place of power. We covered part of the road to Kudepsta in a jeep. Then we had to go on foot. Our way lay through thickets of cork oak, bamboo, and redwoods. These trees had been planted here in Soviet times. Since then, they had grown thick. The red and brown trunks of the redwoods stretched up to the sky in majestic monolithic columns. The thin tubes of bamboo swayed slightly in the wind, penetrating their cavities, gave rise to mysterious rumbling vibrations. These sounds, combined with the whisper of leaves, immersing us in the atmosphere of a magical, mystical forest. Here, there was peace and quiet, setting up a contemplative perception. We walked in silence for a while, each of us thinking about different things. My thoughts were directed to the teacher. I remembered our first tantra, and my heart was filled with bright love. I wanted to be with the teacher all the time, to feel his energy, his care, and his love. To hear his deep voice filled with incredible strength and power. To look into his eyes shining with intelligence and insight. To admire the simplicity and depth of each word of the sage who carried the truth. At last, we came to a small clearing, in the center of which lay a large stone. Just looking at it gave me a strange feeling, as if I had gone thousands of years back to a time when a far-off wise civilization lived on this earth. We took a closer look at this place of power. The upper part of the stone was flat and slightly sloped. Here, the altar was located. In the central part of the ancient structure, two seats were carved and separated by a small partition. The stone was smooth on all sides, as if it had been polished by a skilled craftsman. "Look carefully, Roxana," Isis said to me. "This is a special magic stone, which is now called Circassian. It was created a long time ago, during the civilization of Dolmens that lived here 5 to 7,000 years ago. They were very spiritual people who built dolmens in the place of power and buried their priests in them. And each person could come with a request to the dolmen, and having fallen asleep near it in a special way, get the necessary knowledge from the priest in a dream. This is possible even now, but you need to have a lot of concentration so that when you fall asleep, you don't forget your question and keep in touch with the dolmen, as well as know the art of dreams and be able to remember your dreams." "How do I do that?" I asked. "To do this, you must fall asleep. concentrating on the space between the eyebrows until it hurts. And when you wake up, without moving, recollect all your dreams, explained Isis. Also, before going to sleep, you need to vividly imagine what you want to know so that you see a picture and fall asleep with it, maintaining a strong emotional desire to know the answer. Look at the stone. Here will be your wedding with the teacher, when you will be worthy of it. The left seat is designed for women, and the right is designed for men. You will sit in them at sunrise, holding hands, and the first rays of the sun will bless your marriage. But before that, a sacrifice must be made. Previously, people killed animals on top of this rock, so that their energy attracted the spirits of the area and asked these spirits for help. But we are at a higher level and will now sacrifice the improper flow of sexual energy.
What is it? I asked.
This is jealousy, envy, greed, malice, resentment, and the like. All that will destroy you and your connection with the teacher. And then you have to make a decision to sacrifice it all.
Well, the sacrifice itself will probably have to be made many times a day, as soon as negative emotions arise in you and in your soul. I looked closely at this large greenish stone and felt that an unknown force was emanating from it.
Why do they make blood sacrifices?
I wondered aloud. The fact is that when evil spirits want to eat, they create wars, epidemics, enmity between people, and other bad situations in order to feed on the energy of negative emotions, suffering, and death of people. But the priests, knowing this, made substitute sacrifices in the form of animals instead of people. And then the spirits did not harm people. And we ourselves must not let the spirits take over our thoughts and emotions, fighting with everything that generates negative emotions, both in ourselves and in our fellow men. To see that our sexual energy generates love and grace and not suffering, setting ourselves up for higher emotions. If you are a master of your own mood, you will not be a food for evil spirits, added Aliona. I sat down on the left seat of the stone, imagining that the teacher was sitting next to me, and the sacrament of our wedding was going on. The place of power enveloped me with its enchanting energy. Let's go to the dolmens now to get answers to our questions, said Isis. And we went to the highway where we had left our car.
Why are there so many unhappy love relationships and so many divorces?
I asked.
What influences love?
Isis explained. The fact is that women have a lot of unrealized love energy, and men have a lot of sexual energy, and so they throw themselves promiscuously at each other. But not every man is suitable for a woman. A woman needs to be very selective. But no one thinks about it. In addition, the surrounding people rush women, urging them to get married. So they throw themselves at the first creep, drunkard, moron, or brawler they see. That's where the unhappy love relationship comes from. Often, women love their beliefs about a man without knowing him. And when they start living together, it turns out that he is not what they imagined. The desire to quickly realize their feelings plays a cruel joke. This can even turn some women into lesbians. You need to be more discriminating. You should really know the person you want to marry. Take school, for example, Aliona added. Why do the boys in your class seem like fools to you, and the boys in other class like princes? Because you knew your class well, and you thought the boys in another class were princes, because you just didn't know them. A normal man, as soon as you ask him to help or give money, is immediately ready to do everything for you. But a bad man only promises and makes up excuses. We should not idealize them, but carefully check them and demand more from them. When we reached our jeep, we got into it and drove to Solokol from Kudepsta. The next point on our route, the Three Oaks landmark, was located about 5 kilometers from Kudepsta. Here, another amazing place of power, an ancient shrine with dolmens, awaited us. On the way, Isis continued to explain the secrets of love. Also, relationships are influenced by synasteries. What are they? I asked. A synastry is the correlation of your horoscope with that of your partner. If you have many aspects of your planets that match with the partner's planets, then you will have a very close and long relationship. But if not, then it won't last long. It won't stick. If you have squares and oppositions between the planets, then relations will be tense, and there will be a lot of quarrels and discord. If there are trines and sextiles, there will be peace and harmony. Synastries determine which kind of relationship you will have and for how long. After all, nothing lasts forever, and love often passes, and people can just live together out of habit or break up. I gave Isis my cosmogram that one mentor had given me at the seminar and asked, "What will I have with the teacher?" Isis knew the teacher's cosmogram by heart, so she immediately said, "Look, your Venus is trine his Mars, so it will be a very harmonious relationship." I was heartened and encouraged by Isis' words, and I spent the rest of the trip thinking about my feelings for my teacher. I wanted so much to give him my love for eternity. If only it had been possible. Our journey did not take much time. We soon arrived at the Shaka River in the area of Solokol. However, by this time the sun was well past noon, and we should have made haste to reach the place of power before it set. Since we had a well-prepared off-roader with big wheels and a snorkel, we drove right along the fairly wide riverbed, which was shallow and only a few streams of water flowed in it. So we reached a dilapidated suspension bridge and climbed a mountain where the ancient dolmens stood. We saw a giant, century-old oak tree. The thickness of its trunk was amazing. The three of us were able to wrap our arms around it, standing next to the tree and clasping our outstretched hands. There used to be three such oaks here, but only one of them remained. It stood like a majestic gatekeeper, preceding the entrance to a magical realm. I touched the bark of the oak and ran my hand over it. The surface of the tree was pleasantly rough and warm. There was a very powerful positive energy coming from the oak tree. There were many dolmens in the place of power, but some of them were destroyed by time, while other structures were preserved very well. The holes in the dolmens were located in the center, in some almost near the ground. The surface of the rocks was covered here and there with soft green moss. I lost track of time for a while. I approached the dolmens and, tuning in to the subtle vibrations, touched the stone that stored the energy collected over several millennia. I felt so good, so calm at heart. Inside, there was a deep serenity that combined with the anticipation of something important. It was as if a miracle was about to happen that would open the veil of the future for me, allow me to penetrate what was hidden, to find out the answer to the secret question that was now in my mind. By then, I knew exactly which question to ask. It had formed in my head and was very strong. I wanted to learn how to make everlasting the love for the teacher. We performed the ritual of offering sacrifices and prayer to the spirit of the area, scattering the food we had to the four corners of the world, and went to sleep on mats at the dolmens with our heads to the north. A charming summer night descended on the mountains, softly covering us with its dark veil. It was filled with the scents of the forest, wild flowers and herbs. The stars shone like diamonds in the sky. I laid down and, concentrating on my ajna and imagining our wedding with the teacher, fell asleep. In a dream, an ancient priest appeared to me with a large staff.
"What worries you, child?"
he asked me. "I want to know how to make love with Master everlasting."
"To do this, you must love him consciously as he loves you. He loves you consciously. That is, intentionally loves you more and more every day. And there are things that you love, and there are things that you do not love. This way, love will not be eternal. No matter what, cultivate your love, deliberately make it stronger and stronger, and free it from selfishness, from negative emotions. If your love becomes divine, then it will become eternal.
With that, the priest dissolved, and I awoke, repeating the dream over and over in my mind to remember it. Now I know the answer to my question. In the morning, I told the priestesses about my dream.
You had a real dream,
Isis told me.
Usually, information comes in the form of images, and one has to consult a dream book to decipher it. You were lucky.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.